You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hello and welcome to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about what self-care is not. So oftentimes I hear conversations of this is self-care, or I'm doing this for self-care, or make sure you take care of yourself, make sure you do self-care, particularly in the mom community or the parenting community online. There's a big hype for doing self-care, but oftentimes these posts are followed by things that are not self-care, so I thought we'd talk about it. Let's jump right in. So oftentimes I see things that are either basic necessities, like showering or going to the grocery store or getting a night out with friends, things that are basic, that everyone needs in order to survive, in order to thrive, being shown as self-care. And that is a part of it, but we don't want to miss the point of what self-care is. So in the first episode of the season, we talked about how self-care is caring for ourselves. So this is the whole picture of what it means to take care of myself, what it means to ground myself, what it means to make sure that my whole being is being taken care of. So this is something that I think it's important to talk about. So when I go to the grocery store alone, that is me doing a task. Yes, that is me caring for myself. It's caring for my family, but that's not in and of itself self-care. So the other side of it we see are the luxury things, right? We all need a weekend away. We need a bubble bath. We need a glass of wine. We need to go for a mani-pedi, whatever it is, these luxury things. The boys need a fishing trip, right? So yes, again, those are a part of joy. Those are a part of building in joy into our self-care. So yes, but that's not all of it. Right. So I think when we talk about self-care, we need to be more inclusive. So this is where I have that conversation of what is self-care, because it's not just the luxury things. It's not just taking care of our basic needs. It's not just doing one thing and calling that self-care. Right. So say I read my book every night to go to sleep. That is a form of self-care, but that is not all I need to do in order to take care of myself, in order to do self-care. So self-care is not one thing. It's a routine of things. It's a combination of things. So self-care is not just one thing. So to sum that episode up, self-care is not just one thing. And so we need to look at it as a holistic perspective, right? So again, if I were caring for someone, so I know moms, you're going to understand this. If I'm caring for someone, what would I make sure that is happening? I would make sure they're fed. I would make sure that they have clean clothes on, that they're keeping up with their hygiene. But I would also make sure that they're having fun, that they're learning, that they're getting outside, that they're moving their bodies. Right? I would do all kinds of things to ensure that they are happy, healthy beings. And so self-care is not just the practice of doing one thing, whether it be basic or luxury, but rather a combination of things in order to care for ourselves. So I wanted to kind of throw that out there, that self-care is not just one thing. Self-care is a routine of things. And I think we need to keep that in mind when we're having this conversation. Okay, I hope you found that helpful. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on janicelyons.com. Until next time, take care.